fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 21st day of June, year of our Lord, 2023, and welcome to John Moore Show. This morning, as we have most Wednesdays, we have with us Deputy Hendricks to do the Pledge of Allegiance. Here we go. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. Turn over to you, Deputy.
Good morning to the lovely Mrs. Moore. Good morning, John. And good morning, Chance. Please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well done, Deputy. Deputy, last Friday, did you happen to hear the first episode of Marie Lassiter, the Texas County Coroner? Have you heard that yet?
I sure did, and I thought it was excellent.
Okay.
Superb. If
your coroner in your county could listen to Marie, I think it might be helpful, and possibly your sheriff. This is an elected position. She's a scientist, the author of 3 books, the author of 24 scientific papers, and it may help your efforts in your community. And this goes for everybody listening, to get your coroner in your county to listen to Marie Lassiter, and possibly your sheriff. I think that could help everybody, don't you, Deputy?
I think it would benefit them tremendously.
Any updates on your ongoing research in your community, sir?
Yes, more people with mobility problems, cognitive type things, as you talk about as well. And, of course, my cousin is home in hospice, so it gives you an idea where he's progressed to. There's no more they can do for him.
Hospice is usually the last few months of a person's life. My wife, Dr. Moore, was in hospice for 18 months. I was her primary caregiver. And hospice is a blessing. I mean, they're just angels, the women who provided the hospice care. I just could not say good enough words about them. But it's a tragic situation that your cousin has done this to. It's a male cousin. Gentleman?
Yes.
It's tragic he did it to himself. He didn't know he was doing it to himself, but nonetheless, he did it to himself, didn't he?
Joyce took it along with her, so it's a matter of time before she gets it as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, yep, absolutely.
And anyway, I will switch gears with you real quick. There's an old movie, John, called The Wind and the Lion. Sean Connery, Candace Bergman, Ryan Keith. And anyway, it's about, in there, there's one other fixed bayonets that you might want to incorporate.
Oh,
well,
I'll
take a look at the
movie. Get that out. Those clips are rare, but when you get them, they're important.
Yes.
You're an Air Force veteran. I doubt that you had bayonet training in the Air Force, did you?
No, we didn't. I was going to ask you one Monday if I could get a chance to call in. I was going to ask you and Sam about how to fix bayonet.
Well,
anyway.
It's pretty simple. You just do it. I mean, it's just so simple.
I know. Okay. I just coming at you as an Air Force vet, you know what I'm saying? A little bit of in-service rivalry, you know what I mean? Navy guys don't know how to do too much.
Yeah, it's always in good humor that we do that between each other. I was in Vietnam. I flew with the Air Force, and it's a whole different culture, a whole different attitude. A lot more civilized, shall we say, than the Army, which that's okay.
Sure. Anyway, when they do the fixed bayonets, John, in my opinion, is one of the best displays and demonstrations of quick time down through the streets of Tangier as they go into close quarter combat with the palace guards and the Sultan there. In my opinion, again, it's one of the best quick time illustrations I've ever seen in a movie. So that's something else that is good about the movie. And maybe
on my list. I may watch it tonight. I appreciate the heads up, Deputy.
Sure, and it may be something good for movie night. I know you're still having that right now, right?
Well, for a time being, movie night shut down. The community, COVID was pretty much killed movie night. We can't justify the inventory of food and the time and effort it takes when only two or three people show up. We simply can't do that.
Sure, I understand that.
If that changes, we'll do it. Right. We'll set it up again. But for the time being, it's shut down.
Sad it's done that so much. I know as well as you and probably Chance, a lot of small businesses didn't make it through there. Well, big ones too, but a lot of small ones haven't made it through the COVID crap. So anyway, I know you got to get on with the show, so God bless you as always. Of course, in my prayers, you and Chance and the lovely Ms. Moore and the Moore Nation. And I hope everyone had a good Father's Day there, at our fathers. And
well, thank
I'll talk
you.
To
thank
you next
you.
Week.
Happy Father's Day.
Okay.
And,
thank you,
Dave. And, of course, have a great day. Of course, Coach Zeus Key.
Roger that. Thank you, Deputy. And we have with us the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods, Chance is the owner and proprietor of Simple Clean Foods, where all the food is non-GMO, much of it is organic. And we've got you for about 20 more minutes, don't we, Chance?
Yes, sir. And let me get on with this. How many rubber bands and duct tape does it take to put that on the end of your rifle? I don't know. I'm a Navy guy.
Well, my first bayonet, I was 8 years old, and the day before, I'd been chased by a wild pig in the woods at my grandmother's while I was visiting my grandmother. So I took my hunting knife, and I attached it to the end of my Daisy Red Ryder so I could properly defend myself against the wild pig next time I got chased or attacked by a wild pig.
Oh, my.
And I didn't have duct tape. I think I used a lot of string, a lot of string. As in a whole lot of string, but it was tight, and it was I tested it out, and it would withstand the rigors of defending myself against a wild pig. That was a long time ago, when the first time I fixed a bayonet on my rifle, which was a Daisy Red Ryder BB gun. Bayonets, there's a determined trained man coming at you with a knife on the end of his rifle is a fearsome sight, Chance. It truly is.
Oh no, I can only imagine, but brings up, I think, John, a great prepper tip for today. So the most dangerous knife of all, we're being serious folks here, the most dangerous knife a person can have is a dull knife, right? So keep your knife sharp, and if you don't have the ability
Well, here's what happens.
You sharpen your knives. Have it done professionally, but have sharp knives in your
hand. Here's what happens with a dull knife. You're trying to cut through something. Let's say it's a piece of rubber hose. And if you got a dull knife, you have to put more pressure and more pressure. And when you put excessive pressure on that knife, that's when it slips and cuts you. There's other things that can happen, but dull knives are a liability, aren't they?
They really are. Here's something that maybe your listening audience does not know. I was in the seafood industry as a broker for a season in my life. Did you know, and for your listeners, the fillet knives that are used commercially are only sharpened on one side. Now, granted, that side's pretty sharp. And the reason for that being is when you are skinning a fillet, you don't want that other side sharp. You want that fillet, skin to peel right off, right? So if you like to fish and you have a fillet knife, only sharpen one side of that.
Amazing. Well, the Army has ways of giving you jobs you don't expect. I had a 30-day job at Fort Bragg, working and with the guys that cut up the beef for the entire fort, 55,000 men, and these meat cutters, they were something else. And their left hand, they had a chainmail glove protect the left hand. The right hand had the most incredibly sharp knives that you can imagine. They'd go through this beef like it was bread. I mean, it was amazing to watch these guys work. And the whole day was just jovial and joking back and forth the entire 8-hour shift with these men. But I had a lot of respect for them, their ability to cut up the beef. And they would sharpen those knives about every, just whack them back and forth on the knife sharpener. Oh, every 10 to 15 minutes, I think, just touch it up a bit to keep those things razor sharp.
Put a hone on it, yeah, just hone it and just keep it razor sharp. Yeah, you know, that's a skill set, John. I think that's important. That's on my bucket list as well. To be able to, in a grid down situation or not being able to get to a butcher in an emergency, you know, being able to, you know, gut your own deer, or even if you have cattle in an emergency, I think it's pretty important to know how those cuts are made and to do it properly and efficiently so that you don't have a lot of waste.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. Absolutely. Well, we've only got you now for about 16 more minutes. You have a meeting at the bottom of the hour. What updates in the food industry do you have for us in terms of price and availability, difficulties or lack of difficulties you're having, sir?
Well, let's start with the positive. The positive thing is I've got two big coolers well stocked with fruits, vegetables, powders, dairy, eggs, chicken. Okay, we're okay there for now. Now on the downside of things, it is becoming even more difficult than I've discussed with you in the past. Bringing in quality, now that's the key, quality, clean ingredients to be packaged and pouched in our facility. There are products out there, but they don't pass the muster. They don't pass the test. They don't pass the heavy metal test. And a lot of that food out there, brother, I mean, as you must know, contain, glyphosate and growth hormones and things like that. And that just, I'd rather be out than have that in house. Cost wise. I think I told you about a year ago, the price of corn was up 40%. I'm just going to make that a blanket statement, 40 to 50% from just, 2 years ago. That's the real inflation that we're looking at, the real inflation. And so we're trying so hard, desperately trying to keep prices down by becoming more efficient in our labor cost and making deals where we can to save money. But it is becoming increasingly difficult, sir.
I'm not surprised. Inflation is ubiquitous. It seems to be pretty much everywhere, doesn't it?
It is, yeah. No matter where you look, you know, from the price of paper towels, things you use every day, to the food that you buy at the grocery store. And now is the time, and John, we talked about this, for people to look at their budget. Look at their monthly budget. Don't just go long to get along. Make cuts where you can and take on maybe another type of job, whether that be a hobby or something like that, to bring the extra income in. Get the kids involved. I mean, just make it a family affair, but do what you can to be more efficient in your home. Turn off your lights that are not needed. Things like that, little things like that. You'd be surprised over a year how much money you and your family will save.
Well, there's lots of things people think are essential that really aren't, such as cable TV, for example. Expensive pets. I know people love their pets, but if you can't afford them, you can't afford them. Of course, substances like alcohol and tobacco products that I've mentioned this before in here. When I was a landlord and I had 57 rental units and I would collect the rent in person so I could check my rental units, you know, the tenant would say, "Oh, John, I'm going to be late on my rent this month," while they got alcohol products on the table, tobacco products on the table, cable TV going in the corner, and expensive pet on the other side of the room, none of which I had as the landlord. I didn't have cable TV. And so these choices that people make, and my friend Command Sergeant Major Page has been with me on this show a number of times. He says, "John, Americans have difficulty telling the difference between wants and needs. And get rid of the things that you want that you don't need, and you can save a lot of money," right?
That's right. And I'm joking, but I'm not joking. Coffee is a need in this household. So we are well-stocked. And let me mention this, folks, while I'm here in this short amount of time. This is where we separate ourselves from other coffee vendors out there. Number one, the coffee is 100% organic. Number two, it's light to medium roasted so that you get more caffeine. You're not roasting the caffeine out of it. And the biggest thing, folks, maybe, and I know Deputy knows, our coffee is pouched in long-term Mylar pouches that are resealable. So that coffee, if you want to stock up and prep, the coffee is good for up to 3 years, right? In that pouch, sealed like it is, up to 3 years. So if you're like me and you're going to need your coffee during a grid-down situation or a stressful situation, you might want to stock up. Ask yourself, how much coffee do you use on a weekly basis? Multiply that four times four, and then times or just times 52 weeks per year, and that's how much coffee you should have on hand.
Right, right. And I don't know if there's any coffee grown in the United States. I assume if you had a greenhouse with the right soil and climate and humidity, you could grow coffee in the United States. But I'm not aware of coffee being grown in the States, are you?
No, and there are people that have tried it. But John, the secret to a really nice bean has everything to do with the soil, number one, and the climate, number two. So the high regions of Hawaii, where the volcanic soil exists, and also Honduras, Guatemala, and Peru, that's where you get some of your finest coffees in the world. And it's because of the climate in that area. Now, you could probably, like you say, in a greenhouse under controlled conditions, you know, grow your cherries, that's what they call them, before they're, you know, processed and roasted.
Right.
You could probably grow them, but I don't know how that would taste. You can probably grow tobacco in Texas, but I don't know how that would taste. So, yeah, it's one of those things. And then again, you're never going to be as efficient at what you do versus a major coffee vendor.
We have a break. We'll be back in the last few minutes. A chance right after the break. So, Bryce J. Chan.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Are sponsored by Simply Clean Foods, where all the food is non-GMO, much of it is organic. There's a special package you put together to help people help my show, and tell us what that is, Eric, if you would, there.
Yes, Chance. Sir. That is the Liberty Man package, and if you go to thelibertyman.com, you will click on that scrolling ad there and go right to our website. And then when you purchase that pack, it contains fruits and vegetables, some of the most popular that we carry. It really gives you a nice variety and foods for you to try. And we encourage folks to not put this food to the side, but to use it in your everyday recipes. Our vegetables, you'll find, have more flavor than you find in fresh in your store. Fruits are just, they're a blast of flavor. And if you guys haven't tried our sweet potatoes yet, I put together a recipe with our sweet potatoes and raw butter and a product called Lakanto, which is for diabetics, is a way to have the sweetness without the bitter flavor. Guys, these sweet potatoes are very good for you. That was 60 calories for a full cup of sweet potatoes. So that says a lot. Try our sweet potatoes out. They're only $19.95, and get a couple and you'll get free delivery.
Outstanding. Well, we've just got a couple of minutes before you got to scoot out the door. Chance, what do you want to leave our audience with this week, sir?
Well, I just listened to Tucker Carlson's episode number 5 last night. And, you know, you'll get upset if you listen to it because, you know, Hunter Biden, you know, basically got a free pass for charges that have put other people in prison. Walked out with two misdemeanors on tax fraud, if I'm not mistaken. This is such a travesty, and it's all, you know, here we go again. It's who you are and who you know, and, you know, it's just a bunch of hooey, and it is upsetting. But what this is going to do, John, and I have to say, in my opinion only, this is going to upset a lot of patriots out there who believe and know for a fact that the law is for everyone, not just for some.
Well, one of the reasons I'm against the death penalty is wealthy men or women never get the death penalty. And that's simply the way our system works. If you got enough money to hire the right lawyers, you're not going to get the death penalty. As much as I support law and order, that's why I'm against the death penalty, among other reasons. Quite frankly, spending life in prison is more punishment than dying, quite frankly. I haven't seen Tucker's episode number 5 yet. I didn't find out about it until this morning. I ran out of time, but I'm looking forward to watching episode number 5. It's only 13 minutes, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And you'll get a chuckle at the end because he's making fun of the current press secretary who said she's now a historical person. She's an historical person.
Well,
can't put a sentence together like her boss. But anyway, that's something that everyone should, you know, take a look at.
Well, a little humor always helps. always helps. Well, keep at it. My place is in art today on Wednesday the 21st. When would I expect to take delivery, sir?
Ask that question again. I'm so sorry.
Someone places an order on June 21st. When can they expect to take delivery?
Oh, I see. No, we have a very efficient crew. If you place the order this morning, it's going to ship today. As long as it's, you know, a simple, basic order, it's going to ship today. You'll have it by next week in most parts of the country. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Well, Chance, I want to thank you for being with us, and we look forward to having you back next Wednesday, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you having me on.
All right. We've got the bottom of the hour break coming up. The call number is 512-248-8252. Brett Baer, the news analyst on Fox News, interviewed President Trump in the last couple of days. I was so disappointed. The question was asked about the vaccines. President Trump, apparently in his heart, really does truly believe that he saved more than 100 million people with these vaccines. It's so disappointing. And he takes pride in getting the vaccine approved in 9 months. He looks at it as a personal accomplishment that he was able to do that. I'm so disappointed. Something this important. He's so right on so many other issues. To be wrong on this is, in my opinion, the worst crime in recorded human history is taking place right now, and he is absolutely complicit in it. Absolutely complicit. Very sad day. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is The Liberty Man. That's thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there, over 9 gigabytes of information. I'd like to point out the COVID panel. The website's split up into panels, three across. We have more than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors like Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He says in no uncertain terms, very directly, very clearly, that the COVID vaccinations are meant to hurt and kill people, that they were designed to do that. They're meant to do that. That's their purpose. What we're witnessing right now on the 21st day of June, 2023, in my opinion, is the worst crime in recorded human history. You heard me talk about President Trump a moment ago. He looks like he's being forthright. He looks like he's telling the truth. He's speaking from the heart when he says he believes he saved more than 100 million lives with these COVID vaccines that are killing people. How sad is that? I hope, I don't know, I assume he's talking from the heart. I assume he means it. He's not being coerced or threatened. They threaten to murder his children. Doesn't appear to be so. He's not a man to be taken lightly when it comes to threatening him about anything. How sad is that? Anyway, at my website, you'll find all those articles right there in the COVID section. I'll be speaking this weekend, Sunday, at the Roby, Missouri event. The event starts at noon. I'll be speaking about 2:30, 2:45, something like that, in Roby, Missouri. It's a wide spot in the road on Highway 32 in Texas County, Missouri. Let's see. I got the address. It's for you folks who need it for your GPS. It's kind of a remote area. And the address is 12274 Highway 32. 12274 Highway 32. The zip code is 65557. 65557. That's what you need for your GPS. It'll be a lot of fun. There'll be somewhere between 200 and 400 people there. There'll be a potluck lunch and so forth. And I look forward to meeting you. I'll be speaking the second weekend of August in Des Moines, Iowa, at the next Red Pill Expo put on by G. Edward Griffin. Details and tickets available at thelibertyman.com. If you would like to have a beautiful log cabin home like Davy Crockett had, a beautiful one-room log cabin like Davy Crockett had 200 years ago, or a 6,000-square-foot log lodge like you see in the TV series Yellowstone, or something in between, 1,000-square-feet, 2,000-square-foot log home, you can work with the guys I work with to have that custom log kit built, delivered to your job site, to your architect's specifications, for your contractor to build just to your specifications. It'll be beautiful for you. And just contact me, and we'll get that whole project going for you. All you folks waiting for energy cleaners, well, everything's in stock now. I'm packing up energy cleaners yesterday and today. Maybe into tomorrow to get them all packed up and out the door. Had a very successful sale, Father's Day sale. Thank you very much. And so everything's in stock, getting packed up and ready to ship today, tomorrow. By the end of the day tomorrow, I should have most of these out the door and on their way to your homes, including a fellow in Canada who ordered two of them. So we're taking care of that, getting it all squared away. I'm kind of in a quandary when it comes to Donald Trump. I was all in supporting Donald Trump as much as I could within my limitations. What's the alternative? I'm not sure there is one that's viable. The governor, DeSantis of Florida, his campaign has pretty much fallen on its face, which doesn't surprise me. Robert Kennedy believes that human beings are changing the climate, unfortunately. He really believes that in his heart. Not that anything you and I are going to do is going to change it. Quite frankly, he'd be the next best choice. Although the Democratic Party is not going to allow him to become the candidate. That's simply not going to happen. Because he was shut down pretty much everything they want to do except the climate change fantasy, which is not enough for them to support him, considering everything else he would do. He would shut down the wars stop all this democratic silliness that's been going on now for years. So that's kind of puts me in a quandary. I most likely, unless something changes, I will reluctantly vote for President Trump, even though I know he's complicit in helping commit the worst crime in recorded human history. If you have the choice is Joe Biden, it's not much of a choice at all. So I'll be focusing on local elections for state senator, state representative, congressman, and such as that, where there may still be some hope at that level. These past several years, beginning in January 2020, have been so bizarre, so freakish, in so many ways. And observing these things, watching them happen, watch people, you know, watching a woman get arrested at a outdoor sporting event because she refused to wear a mask at an outdoor sporting event. Seeing churches close down because of COVID while the casinos, the gambling casinos, remain open. Watching a church hold a service outdoors in a parking lot with their air conditioners on and their windows rolled up. Preacher is talking over an FM transmitter that's transmitting a signal into these people's cars. They couldn't be safer. That got shut down. Any police who were involved in that, no matter what country, in the United States, Australia, you should be ashamed of yourselves. You really should be. Australia, great people in Australia. They've had some of the worst examples of the COVID insanity, which, as far as I know, continues down there. I don't believe it's ended. They were preventing people from traveling from one territory to another territory. Actually, had roadblocks set up that prevented you from doing that. I assume there were special licenses a person could have to engage in commerce or something like that to deliver needed supplies and food and so forth. But otherwise, normal people couldn't cross those lines, those checkpoints. Absolute insanity. Absolute insanity. We'll be talking to Dr. Horowitz tomorrow. It seems like there's no end to the uncovering of the bad aspects of the COVID vaccine. One of the most recent revelations is that there's green monkey DNA in these vaccines. Yeah, I'll roll up my sleeve. Sign me up. Yeah, yes, I want that injection as quick as I can get it. Green monkey DNA shot into my arm? No, thank you. My wife says, and I agree with her, that people made decisions about these vaccines based on the information they had access to. Well, they didn't dig very deep. Common sense, for me, it's common sense, that you can't develop a vaccine in 9 months. It can't be done. Testing to determine if it's safe can't be done. Testing to determine if it's effective can't be done in 9 months. It simply can't. President Trump takes pride in doing that with Operation Warp Speed. He thinks it's an accomplishment. So here we are. The first day of summer is tomorrow. Longest day of the year. As they start getting shorter, people are trying to get back to normal. There's a new normal. We talked briefly about movie night being shut down. I had no choice. People are still afraid. Their habits change. They may not be consciously afraid, but their habits themselves have changed in terms of socialization and just going places and doing things. That's been a basic sea change in our society, which is why we had to shut down movie night, because people simply stopped showing up. It was a lot of fun. We did it for 8 seasons. A free movie where we had ice cream and hot dogs and brats and candy, soft drinks, coffee, at same prices you would have paid in 1975. compared to what you would pay in a movie house. A 10-foot screen with a 5,000 lumen commercial projector, surround sound stereo, in a 90-year-old schoolhouse made of stone, the Davisville American Legion Post. It was a lot of fun, and I'm so glad we did it. If we get demand, if there's enough support from the community, we'll start it up again. We'll see how that goes. So far, I haven't been getting inquiries. Just one lady, she's a tell her at the local bank, a neighbor. She expressed some interest in it, and I said, well, we did it for 8 years, and we're not going to do it anymore for the time being. So we'll see. In the meantime, the whole issue of spike proteins is a massive issue for those of us, including most of my listeners, who did not get the vaccine. There's two issues. What harm do they do, and how long does a vaccinated person shed the spike proteins? The jury's still out on that. And Dr. Huff will be back with us, maybe this coming Friday. If not this Friday, it'll be a week from Friday. He's had some medical issues to deal with himself. He pretty much stays on top of this. He deals with vaccinated people coming in his office all the time. So he has a direct personal concern about being in close confines with vaccinated people, as do I. Marie Lasseter may have some updates on that. Maybe Dr. Horowitz tomorrow may have some updates on shedding spike proteins. How long does it continue? What can people do to be safe from the spike proteins? The simplest thing is not be in confined space. Don't be indoors with people with spike proteins. That's the simplest thing. Those spike proteins in a confined space are going to circulate, and you're going to breathe them in. Of course you are. That's a given. I don't need it. Nobody needs it. Some people are more sensitive to spike proteins than others. Luckily, for the time being, I seem to not be one of those people. Some of you, if you've got an experience with being around vaccinated people and having ill effects from that, you give us a call. Let us know what you experienced at 512-248-8252. If you have somebody you know was injured or killed by the COVID vaccines, give us a call at 512-248-8252. As I've said many times the past, so it's been about almost a year now, I found out my daughter, her husband, the two oldest, youngest grandchildren, all four got the COVID vaccine and three or four boosters, maybe four or five at this point. They probably still continue to believe in that. How sad. The things that are most precious to me in my life have done this to themselves. Thank goodness my oldest grandson didn't do that. He was smart enough not to do that. There'll be somebody to carry on the bloodline. That's good. That's excellent. Probably have similar situations in your family where maybe you've had adult children who got the vaccine despite your warnings. Maybe siblings of yours that got the vaccine. Maybe your spouse got it and you didn't. How terrible is that? It's changing our society in many ways. There's now dating sites for men and women who did not get the vaccine. There's probably, and I haven't looked into it, there may be dating sites for men and women who did get the vaccine. Given the nature of our culture and society, there probably are. So it's what we're looking at is a dramatic reduction, and according to Marie Lasseter, and she's not the only source, in 3 to 5 years, most men and women and boys and girls who got the COVID vaccine will either be dead or disabled or sterilized. That's what she says. That's a word from a scientist. And there's doctors and scientists who agree with Marie Lasseter that that's where this is going. It's a depopulation tool. When the Deagle Report first came out, when was that, 6 or 8 years ago, we're all scratching our heads. How in the world are they going to do this? How are they going to kill off 2/3 of all the people living in America? Well, now we know, don't we? It's going to be through the COVID vaccines. It's already happening. And let's not leave out fentanyl. I was told last night, I did an interview with Mike Kerr. He puts on a huge expo in Dallas. I'll be speaking at the next one next spring. He says that the pharmaceutical products sold in Mexico have been tampered with and have fentanyl in them. These are not pain relievers, but they're just regular pharmaceutical products that you would get for other purposes like heart medication and things like that. that these are also killing people. Now, this is the first time I've heard that, and it's not verified. But that's just another layer of evil, if that's in fact what's happening. Majority of fentanyl deaths, of course, are young men and women, mostly young men and women, who think they bought a product that's going to make them high, when in fact they bought a product that's going to kill them. So what's the number? 100,000 a year? That's twice the casualties we had in a 10-year war in Vietnam. 55,000 every year, concentrated in young people, mostly under age 40. Here's a break. We'll be right back.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up, with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, "Oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago." And I'm like, "What?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, no."
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023. At antelopehillpublishing.com.
Fix bayonets.
Lady Eden and Nicole Colgren. Where for many men.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Well, second hour, we'll have Professor McCanning with us. He was unavailable last week. The third hour, we'll have Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began a dialogue last night with Jeremy and Patrick. It's being called a debate. I guess it rightly could be called that. That continues. Part two today continues at 1 p.m. here at Republic Broadcasting. If you'd like to listen to that, I'm sure it'll be a lively segment, 1 hour, I believe. So you might want to check that out also. My friend, Professor McCannon truly is a friend. We've met face-to-face a couple of times. We've talked on the phone privately, probably at this point, several hundred times over the past 18 years or so. We first met, he had an issue that was going on that he needed help with. I offered him help on that. We became friends at that time, 18 or 19 years ago. We've been friends ever since. I'm sometimes referred to as a Renaissance man, and I thank people for that accolade on one hand. On the other, I personally regard Professor McCanny as a Renaissance man. He is a man with multiple talents and multiple skills that he's acquired over the years. And truly a wealth of knowledge in his areas of expertise. If you listen on a regular basis, you know, for quite a few months now, 6 or 8 months, I've been asking for a archaeological update every week, because Jim is a highly advanced amateur archaeologist, especially when it comes to Central and South America. That's really where he's done most of his work in archaeology. And he's quite knowledgeable in that area, as well as astrophysics, as well as mathematics. He's a historian to some extent, and all around great guy. And I encourage people to listen to that segment that starts at the top of the hour here. I know that the COVID has changed my life. I assume for most of you, it's probably changed yours also. If I do travel 2,100 miles one way to visit my daughter, I won't be a guest in her home. I'll visit with her outdoors if I go, which right now there's no plans to do that. I'm not going to be in close confines with four people who've got the COVID clot shot and are probably shedding spike proteins. How tragic is that? I talk to my daughter pretty much once a week, and I love my daughter, love my family, and I'll do anything for them. But I'm not going to put my own health at risk by being around these people in close confines. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.